Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back and happy belated holidays. We are into the first full week of January 2015. I am your hostess, Adrienne Graham, CEO and founder of Empower Me Corporation, and I am so happy to be back, my first show of the year. Of course, I'll probably have to edit that out later, but anyway, welcome back. I hope your week has been prosperous and your 2015 is off to a great start. I know mine is. I want to welcome you to the show and let you know that if you want to listen live, you can listen on blogtalkradio.com/views from the top, or you can listen live on the phone. I'm not taking any calls because this is going to be a quick show and I'm flying solo. And the number is 347-215-9362. You can listen that way, or you can just catch a little bit or wait till later and download it on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. Now, I might have mentioned earlier, like later last year to you guys, that I am probably going to be wrapping up using Blog Talk Radio soon and bringing my show to another level. Now, you all know I'm really, really focused on my Get Adrienne on Sirius XM radio campaign. No word yet. And believe me, when I know, you guys will be the first to know. But, I'm grateful to Blog Talk Radio. I've had a great run. It's been 5 years. I'm like so amazed that I could even say that. But it's time that I take my show to another level. I need to just kick things up a little bit, and I just, got to find a better medium to do it and get the show out more. And I pay attention to the downloads, and thank you guys so much because you guys rock. You continue to download the show. You text me, you tweet me in the morning, you email me to find out when it's going to be on, and I just love you guys. Thank you so much, because without you listening, I wouldn't have a show. Well, let me apologize in advance, because you guys know I've been under the weather, but I'm back, and I'm going to try to make it through, and, I'm going to just keep bringing you the real talk like I always do. Today's topic is so timely, especially being that it's the new year. A lot of people are so concerned about profitability, how they're going to make money this year, and what things they need to do to change their business so that they can position themselves to be more profitable. Well, who keeps telling people that profit is a dirty word? You hear, when you think of profit, you think corporate, and you think of these big ExxonMobil and BP and all these big giant companies, Facebook and, Google, Apple, and you think, oh, it's so greedy, they're making profits. But guess what? If you're in business, you're in business to make profits. Who makes money just to break even? I mean, I've always had that question, and I know I'm going to get hit with a bunch of people saying, oh, you know what, big companies don't need money, whatever. My goal one day is to be a big company. I'm building a company, I'm building an empire, and yes, I do want to be profitable, and I am not ashamed of that. So who made it a dirty word? Profit is not a dirty word. I know you guys have heard me say that many, many, many times, but, some people don't put the correlation together, and I'm gonna give you an analogy in a minute, but let me just kind of tell you about this subject. When you get into business for yourself, it's your responsibility to ensure that you're getting paid fairly, regularly, and wisely. And I tell people that all the time. Many small businesses, small business owners find themselves in a comfort zone and are afraid to upset their clients if they raise or even hint that they're raising their rates. Some of them are on the other end of the spectrum, and they're completely paralyzed because they don't know how to charge enough. In both cases, they're letting the customer do the driving, and that is not good for business. They know this, but they aren't doing what needs to be done to get the results that they need to make them profitable, and they're not setting down the ground rules. And you guys know, if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, you already know how I feel about it. Profits, profits is what business is about. Now let's kind of think back a little bit. Now, some of you probably still are in the business world, you're in the corporate world, you're still working jobs and with dreams of becoming entrepreneurs, but a majority of my listeners out there, you guys are already in business, so you already know this field. Maybe you're not, you know, as profitable as you want to be, but I think today's show will give you a couple of tips to help you improve. But think about it this way. If you were at a job, would you be content to be at that job for 5 years, making the same money as when you started? Now, I know there are very little amount of people that would say that. You know, as long as the job makes me happy, I don't care what I earn. But a majority of people, I'm willing to bet money that they want to see increases as the cost of living increases. So let that vision sink in for a second and then look at your business. Why should your business not get a raise? Why should you not make more money? Why should you not be profitable? You should be. And it's not fair. If you're not putting yourself in a position to be profitable, you might as well have a day job, go back to work, and not even be in business. Because in business, it's not a game. It's about profitability. You know, today I want to talk about some of the mindsets and the obstacles that are keeping people from getting paid and being profitable. You know, because you can be paid but not profitable. And that's what we're trying to avoid. We want to avoid that at all costs. And, in fact, I'm going to be doing a class that I'm going to be talking about a little bit later that I hope you sign up for called Path to Profitability. But in this show, we're going to be talking about targeting the right customers, you know, establishing your rates, how to vet your clients, which I have another course for that as well. And if you're in the BrainSafe community, you already have that client vetting course. You already have that, so, and you also have the pricing strategies course. But, you know, how to vet the clients that come to you, because all money is not good money. And, you know, I'm going to be talking about how to get you paid, you know, without much fanfare. I'll also be, you know, like I said, talking about the path to profitability. But keep in mind, you know I've been telling you guys about the growth clinics. This is not part of the growth. Consider this more like a prequel. So let's get down to the real talk of making some money. First thing I want to address is, like I said earlier, about this thing about the stigma of profit being a dirty word. It isn't. It is not. And I know that there are a lot of socially conscious entrepreneurs out there, nonprofits, and people who want to do good in the world, and that's beautiful, and I'm right there with you. But even those kind of companies need to make money. I know you guys have heard me say this time and time again, that you have to be able to cover your expenses. You have to be able to eat. You have to be able to pay your bills. And if you're growing a company and bringing on people, you have to be able to pay your staff. Those are non-negotiables. When you decide that you're going to run a company, whether it's an LLC, whether it's a 501(c), I think I said that right, or any kind of nonprofit or whatever it is, unless you plan to do fundraising, you have to make money. And even if you are doing fundraising, you still have to make money because fundraising is not guaranteed. You know, we look at Kickstarter and Indiegogo and all these other cool places where you could crowdfund and crowdsource. Those are not long-term strategies to getting you paid. That'll get you a little bit of startup money. If your idea is really something that hits people's consciousness or their hearts, you'll make a lot of money. But then after that, then what? You still need to generate the revenue. So let's talk about some of the obstacles that are keeping people from being profitable. And let me just throw a plug in here quick. You guys know I don't push my own products, but I have to. If you haven't heard the Don't Give It All Away free audio yet, that is available for sale on my website. If you have gotten it as part of the stacks for Blogging Concentrated, thank you. I have gotten a lot of comments and well wishes about that, and thank you so much for your feedback. I'm glad you all enjoyed it. But if you haven't gotten it or you haven't listened to it, go out and get it because you really need to get it. It's really important to understand how to not give it all away. But number one, first, that leads me into the first point. People are giving it away. Oh, my goodness. I had a conversation with someone a couple of days ago who said, you know, my client base is very low cost. They're under $100,000 a year in annual sales. They're on limited budgets, and they can't afford. So I felt it was best for me to do as many blog posts and podcasts as I can and make it easy for them. And then I asked her, I said, well, what are your sales looking like for this year, for last year? She said, well, I don't think I've done about $60,000. Now, and I told her I was going to have this conversation on the air, so she knows I'm talking about it, but I'm not going to, you know, for the sake of privacy, I won't say what her company is or what she does or who she is. But a lot of you can resonate with this. I know you can. So let's go back to what she said. She thinks she cleared about $60,000 this year. Now, her goal is to help people who make at least, you know, up to $100,000. She's only making $60,000. How can you properly advise clients to make $100,000 if you're not making $100,000? You know, and people say, oh, it's subjective. You can help people at any stage. And, yes, you can. But if you're growing a brand, you're growing a company, a business that someone relies on, someone trusts and puts their faith in, you have to have already been able to do it. And if you're not charging and you're not having success in charging for what you offer, how do you plan to show other people how to do that? Let that sink in for a minute. You know, I am not a stranger to freebies. You guys know my book, No, You Can't Pick My Brain. God, it seems like I'm dropping, like, all kind of things today, aren't I? It's not my intention. But you know my stance on brain picking. You know that I will mentor people. I help people at my discretion, you know, when I feel it's appropriate. But I had to severely limit my giveaways because it started to train people what to expect from me, not how to do business with me. That down. Giving away freebies trained people what to expect from me and not do business with me. That is so detrimental because if they're not buying from you, you can't generate revenue. You can't have profits. You can't pay your bills. So think about that. I hope you've written that down and you underlined and starred and highlighted and circled it in red pen or whatever you had to do because that is very important. Second thing that we do to keep ourselves from being profitable is we fail to put in place a pricing strategy. No, I'm not talking about that. Give them a small, medium, large package. Give them a bundle package. And those are options. Those are options depending on your business. But I'm talking about smart pricing strategies. I read an article from a woman who has a skincare product company, and she talked about all the mistakes that she made, including not taking into account how much it costs her to produce each item. And she did a blog post, and she broke it down, and she had this just one, her first item she ever sold. I think it was a body balm or something to that effect. And she broke down how she decided what her pricing was. She figured, okay, well, this store, I won't name any names, is offering this for $19. Mine, well, I want this to be more high-end, I'm going to charge $25. But she didn't realize what the cost of production was for her. The cost of production left her in the red. Think about that for a minute. She chose to price based on what someone else was doing and not taking into account what it cost for her to create the product, to sell. And in the end, she was in the red. She didn't make any profit from it. So you have to understand what your pricing strategy is, what your business model is, and how the pricing strategy fits into your business model. Now, sometimes that means you may have to have multiple pricing strategies, and that's okay, depending on what you offer. But I will tell you this, whatever your pricing strategy is, it better include a profit. You have to make money. You have to make money. The next thing that keeps us from being profitable is we put ourselves around the wrong kind of client. How many times have you gotten an invitation to an open house, a networking event, First Fridays, or one of those women's business events, or you know, just any event in your local neighborhood, and you got there, and you realize that none of these people were your clients. Either A, they were people just like you, so you can't sell to them, unless you were preparing training to do what you do. But you know, let's put that aside. You can't sell to them. The other part B, the other type B was people who were not ideal to buy what they offered. Let me paint a picture for you. Let's say that you are in the art business. You do these great pieces that retail for, you know, thousands of dollars, and they're very high-end pieces. And you go to, let's say, a Tupperware party, or you go to a networking event for startup mom entrepreneurs, or you go to an event that is designed for coaches who are not making much money, who are probably charging $250 a month and not making any profits. Are these people going to buy your high-end pieces? I don't think so, unless they have a stash somewhere or they have a wealthy spouse or parent or something. Someone is, you know, some money hidden somewhere. You have to be strategic. You have to start thinking, where are my customers hanging out? Because here's what's going to happen. If you keep trying to push that square peg into a circle, it's not going to fit, and you're going to get frustrated, and you're going to get resentful. I had to learn that the hard way because I said, well, in the beginning, I said, well, women entrepreneurs, that's who my group is. That's who my crowd, my target market, my community. But then I had to realize, oh, wait a minute, not all of them are where they need to be to work with me. I deal with growth strategies and, you know, people, you know, going for the multi-million-dollar mark. I can't deal with people who are barely clearing $30,000 a year, because one of my programs alone is like $30,000, and they're not going to pay their whole entire, you know, revenue, and that's not even profit, because you haven't even taken into consideration the expenses, but, you know, they can't afford me. So they have to be interested in what you're offering, and they have to be able to afford you. And then the next thing that keeps us from being profitable is ego. Yes, that ego, that mindset. And I know you guys have heard me say I don't like doing mindset stuff or whatever, and I really don't. But that's not the core of my business. But I don't mind doing that in a podcast or a show or a blog post, because it's very important that you get in your mind and understand what you do, who you serve, why you serve them, and what the value is that you deliver to them. And then you have to figure out or understand how you make money off of that. And if you are not confident enough, if you're not self-assured enough to know what you can deliver, and I'm not talking about hypotheticals. I'm not talking about, oh, I had two clients that were successful out of the 18 I worked with. That's not a track record. I mean, you know, you have delivered over and over, time and time again, for clients, and they have found value in it, and they can testify to that. You have to be confident and put that forward. Now, a lot of people don't want to brag because they think, oh, if I brag, then, you know, people are going to be turned off by me. Listen, if you don't promote yourself, who's going to promote you? You can't ask me to do it. I can't do it. You can't say, hey, Adrian, you have a show. Can you talk about my business? No, because that's not going to happen. You have to be confident enough to talk about what you do, and you have to be firm enough to not take any shortcuts and not allow any bargaining, negotiating, discounting down, and be firm in the value that your results deliver in order to be profitable. Because let's look at it this way. Let's say you run into two people who deal with real estate. You got, I hate to invoke his name. No, we won't use his name. We'll use Barbara Corcoran, a name that I do like. Let's say you run into Barbara Corcoran, and let's say she's back with the Corcoran Group and she's still doing real estate. Would you talk to her about selling your home? Would you be confident that she could sell your home? Does she know her value? Does she know what she brings to the market? Or would you go to, say, Tom, who just got his license, who may not be new in town, knows a couple of people, but he's afraid to get out there and say, hey, guys, I'm a realtor now. Can you help me, you know, with some leads? Here's some people. Can I show you some property? You know, who would you choose? And I know that might not be a fair comparison because Barbara is a billionaire after all, or a multimillionaire, but I'm talking in terms of confidence. She has such an incredible story about how she started, and if you have not heard it, you need to get her book, and you need to go to her website, barbaracorcoran.com, and I don't promote people usually on the show, but she is such a pillar of confidence. Her, Lori Grenier, if you look at people like Sarah Blakely, you look at Oprah Winfrey, you look at these women, these people, entrepreneurs, and they're guys too. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave the gentlemen out. You know, many, many people who have the confidence and the ability to say, listen to me, this is what I can do for you. This is what I've done for others. If you don't have that confidence, you're not going to last long in business, and you're definitely not going to be profitable because people are going to get annoyed with you and say, oh, why should I work with him? Why should I work with her? They're not even confident enough in what they do. If they can't trust themselves, how am I going to trust them? So think about your mindset. Think about your attitude. You know, and wait, let's talk about the flip side of that because we always talk about people being scared and being leery and fearful. Let's talk about the overconfident because not too many people talk about that. I've run into my share of the overly confident person. Hold on, let me take a sip of my water. My throat is getting kind of dry there. I've run into the overly confident, and I've shared this story before, and I don't mind sharing it again because I'm going to share it with you right now. There was a time when I was at a women's conference, and, you know, we went talking and having fun. It was actually the pink conference. If you guys are from Atlanta, you know what the pink conference is. She has this thing every year. Well, this was years back. I went maybe in 2002 or 2003 or whatever it was before I got my house. And I was making my rounds at the tables, and, you know, introducing myself, getting to know people, finding out what they did, you know, not pushing what I did on them, but trying to feel out the crowd. That's another thing you guys need to do. Feel out. If you go networking, feel out the crowd so you know whether or not to waste your time. I don't mean to be blunt. Yeah, I do mean to be blunt. I have to be blunt because you have to be mindful of your time. But anyway, I was feeling out the crowd, talking to people, and I ran into this one woman who happened to be a realtor. So I said, okay, you know, cool. Well, you know, that's cool. She's a realtor. So I started asking her questions because, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm looking, maybe looking for a house. At the time, I was possibly looking for a house and, you know, wasn't sure yet. But I had a realtor. And not only did I have a realtor, I had my sister who was a realtor in Florida but didn't help me. She more helped me for, like, the aesthetic things. Anywho. So we're talking, and she goes, oh, my goodness, here's my card. You're looking for a house? I need to be your realtor. I said, oh, thank you. I said, that's nice of you, but I already have a realtor, and, you know, I have my sister. So she thought I said my sister was my realtor. So she says, your sister's your realtor. Well, you shouldn't do business with family, and family is no good. I'm, you know, I'm the best. You don't need to work with her. You need to work with me. And I looked at her, and for the many of you who do know me personally and know how I feel about pushiness, I looked at her, and I kind of gave her that look, and I said, okay, we're going to play this game, huh? So I told her, I said, no, thank you. Like I said, I have my realtor, and I have my sister. I trust my sister. But your sister can't do the job that a professional realtor does. And I'm like, how do you know my sister, if my sister's professional or not? You don't know me. So that pushiness, it turned me off, and Lord help me, don't get mad at me for the multi-level marketing crowd that's out there listening. I can't stand some of y'all, because I respect the business. I respect the model. I can't stand the pushiness. How many of you know I'm an entrepreneur and have businesses? Most of you listening, right? So why is it on LinkedIn on an almost weekly basis? I get email from people with business opportunities. You need to join my business opportunity. You need to, so I could tell that you would be a great business owner. But another way of being pushy, first of all, you didn't research me. You talk about you read my profile. And if you read my profile, you would know that I was not a fit for you and I would not be interested. But you choose to connect with me, you know, contact me anyway. Online and offline pushiness will keep you broke because people get frustrated. They don't want to be bothered. And you turn them off. And that keeps you broke. So how do you find a balance to be confident and not pushy, and you're helpful, but you're not, you know, overdoing it. So that's a good question, right? Well, here you go. I'm going to tell you how you can find that out. You find that out by attending my class, The Path to Profitability. Yep, because that's where I'll be teaching all of this and talking about it and helping you guys with some of your obstacles and helping you to really get through and figure out what's the best way for you. Money. That's what we do. That's what I do to help you, you know. It's crazy because I laugh when people say, oh, you got to help me, you got to help me, but then don't want to pay you. That's another part of the whole brain picking thing, which keeps you from being profitable. I'm going to be talking about that and helping because I recently got questions about that. You know, that's an evergreen topic. You guys don't ever stop talking about that, and I love it, and I thank you for that. But the Path to Profitability will be available next week, and I want you to check it out. If you are on my mailing list, you have already gotten the email from me, which outlines the date and the time and everything that, you know, it is available. It's going to be live, but it's going to be online. And no, it's not a webinar. It is an interactive class, which means you will be fully participating in this class. So, you know, first come, first serve. It's a 3-day class, and I am really looking forward to helping you to become profitable because I want you to be able to develop your pricing strategies, eliminate the obstacles to profitability, refine and articulate your value proposition, minimize the freebies, you know, close more deals, and get in front of the right customer base. The right, that's the key word, the right customer base. I don't want you wasting your time on people who are not going to buy from you. We spend way too much time trying to court people who will never buy from you. Don't waste your time. If it's never going to happen, then you need to move on and find the people who are going to do it. So the five things that get in the way, I want to kind of round this up, is from you from being profitable, is you're giving away too much for free. Your pricing strategies are out of whack or out of alignment with your growth strategies or with your revenue goals. You're not properly vetting clients or potential clients. You're not articulating the value clear enough so that they understand, hands down, you're the person I need to work with, and you're more worried about what people can afford than how much they value what you provide. So that's it in a nutshell, and I really hope that if you're part of my subscription list and you got my newsletter, you know, I said in it, you know, is your business profitable? You can't be profitable if you're afraid to get paid, you know. You're in business to make money, and I want everyone to make money. I want you all to be profitable. I am so looking forward to this class because there's so many things that I need to cover. And for those of you who have the Don't Give It All Away audio or who have taken the client vetting class, trust me, when you take this, it's taking it to a whole other level. You're going to have all of the tools and tips to be profitable and be more confident as a business person. So I want to continue this conversation. I have about a little over a minute, and I want to bring this to social media. You guys know I'm on Twitter at Talent Diva, or you can catch me on Facebook or Google Plus or LinkedIn under my name. Let's bring the conversation to social media. Let's keep going. Let's talk about it. I want to hear your experiences. What's keeping you from being profitable? Was it any of the things that I've mentioned already? Is it something I haven't yet mentioned? Hey, let me know because it's still time where I can add to the curriculum for the Path to Profitability. And maybe that'll convince you to want to take the class. So go to the website, go to empowerme.org, click on store. You can go under events, and you will see the link for it. I will also be putting out the link on my social media platform that you can use. And I hope to see you in the class. So, again, thank you for tuning in to Views from the Top. I hope you've gotten a lot out of this broadcast. And I will definitely let you guys know when I'm going to make my final exit from Blog Talk Radio. But I'll still be around. You'll still be able to get my podcast. And you'll still be able to get the ones that have been already done. So with that said, I'm Adrienne Graham from Empower Me Corporation and Adrienne Graham Ventures. And you have a wonderful weekend and kick ass in 2015. If you have any questions, email me at info@empowerme.org or tune into the show. I'll talk to you soon. Oh, and if you want to give me a call, 424-235-4680. Let's set up a consultation, a discovery session, and we'll make it happen. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.